This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Billy Stats here with Fox Sports Knoxville, and I'm here to tell you DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $150 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win the next game, and if they do, you will claim $150 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour 3 headlines. Draven, what do you got for us?
Cameron, do you remember Pac-Man? Adam Pac-Man Jones? You remember my guy?
I know all things Pac-Man. But yeah, I know Pac-Man Jones.
Big Pac-Man star over here. Anybody broke that high score yet? I need to come in there and beat his high score.
Please try.
I'm tired of Cam riding on this high horse of his.
Please try. I would like to see you attempt it.
I tried.
I bet you don't get the 20,000 your first two times. Probably first five times.
What's your high score again?
It's like 44,000 or something. I don't know if it's actually good or not, but it's good enough to be the high score there.
You can't compare it to like other Pac-Man high scores.
I don't know.
I'm sure some people
are
just like insane though.
Oh yeah,
like,
no, there's some people that are so good.
Days
at it.
Or something.
You know, like competitive. I can't like go to the competition and win. I doubt it.
Anyways, going back to Adam Pac-Man Jones. Apparently, he's gonna get a little taste of the boxing action as well. Cameron, he's gonna.
Really?
He's going to be on August 27th. He'll be fighting Lights Out Lang. I'm not really sure who Lights Out Lang is. Do you guys know what this rough and rowdy season is? This just having random guys come back and fight? Is that what this is?
I guess. I'm not
never
sure.
Heard of this one.
Yeah, it's amateur fighters with no defense throwing haymakers.
Okay, well there you go. Adam Pac-Man Jones apparently has been training. Getting ready to go, and he will be fighting. He will be part of one of the main events again on August 27th. Pac-Man versus Lights Out Lang. Looks like Lights Out Lang, who again I have no idea who this guy is a former champion of this, and is calling out Pac-Man Jones as well. It says they've been talking. Talking some smack, a little back and forth over Instagram the last couple of months, and it's escalated into some very personal bad blood between the two. You guys big Pac-Man Jones fans?
He was all right. He was entertaining.
Nice,
I was going to say, like, people know who he is, right?
Yeah,
people
know
the name, yeah. Well, there you go. Another celebrity boxing. This boxing celebrity stuff's getting just out of hand.
Man.
It's getting out of hand. What do we got now? Just like pretty much YouTubers, these young YouTubers, TikTokers who are just fighting now.
Yeah.
I saw where there was a fight for them over the weekend or something like that. It's like, come on. Just getting absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, Pac-Man Jones going at it. August 27th. Big time. Be there. We had also some other news in the NFL. Going to start Von Miller. You see Von Miller saying he's going to play 5 to 7 more years in the NFL.
Really?
Doesn't that seem a little
that's impressive.
Little crazy. But speaking of Chad Ochocinco just keeps calling his shots here, fellas. Keeps calling his shots. He was talking about Marlon Humphrey on how he would match up with Marlon Humphrey, and he said that he would have ran over him like I did Ray Lewis. Did Chad Ochocinco ever run over Ray Lewis?
Not
really?
That I can remember.
I remember the time
Maybe. He
tried to hit Ray Lewis. He bounced off of him like a brick
wall.
I don't know if this is just complete sarcasm or what, but calling out of shots, you guys think Ochocinco could actually keep up with these athletes? I know John continues to bash on him. Cam, you think he could maybe hold his own a little bit?
Who? I'm sorry?
A little one-on-one with Marlon Humphrey?
Maybe.
He's still freaking tall. Like
yeah.
Ochocinco, he still
looks like
that,
he's
right?
In pretty good shape,
yeah.
Too, honestly.
Yeah.
Still
yeah, no, he still
McDonald's.
Does stuff, yeah. Yeah, gotta eat McDonald's. He man knows what he's doing.
That's the secret. He did a celebrity boxing match as well, didn't he? Didn't he box somebody?
Yeah, he lost.
And he got beat, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No
I think the guy he was fighting, though, was actually, like,
an actual fighter?
A little bit of a boxer, like actually like was trying to be a professional boxer or something.
Right.
I'm not positive though, but yeah, he got knocked down for sure.
Right. Other news going around, just kind of the sports world a little bit. Some positive signs, Cam, for a guy that we all love, Tiger Woods.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you guys see the videos? Tiger Woods walking around a little bit. He was on crutches, okay. Seemed bearing weight on that injured leg a little bit. Honestly, Golf.com posted the pictures. This is the first time. Have you guys seen Tiger at all, really, since the whole tragedy, the whole injury and the car wreck and everything? This was kind of one of the first times I saw him. But, yeah, looking pretty good. Looking pretty good. So we think he could still make a comeback, fellas, or no way?
I don't know, man. It's going to be tough to come back from. I'm sure he'll get to a golf course again. But, yeah, I don't know how productive he'll be. He may just end up being a hobby at that point. But we'll kind of see. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a tough injury to bounce back from.
Yeah.
He'll still be invited, I would say. Just if he gets to the point, he would turn it down potentially. But he would still get invited just out of respect for him. And mm-hmm. that's done.
Right. But. Yeah, we'll kind of keep eyes on that, see what happens. Ryan, we had some baseball trades? We had some baseball moves a little bit?
Yeah, quite a bit of them, because the trade deadline's tomorrow at 4 p.m., so a lot of teams are trying to get that boost for the second half of the year. Like, we had big old Joey Gallo. He's been a name that was talked of a lot. Big slugger in the home run derby. Of course, mm-hmm. he would go to the Yankees. Like, they need another big old home run hitter, but they've been slacking a little bit, so that helps. Bunch of teams making big trades, a lot of all-stars. Like, that's the thing. Like, a lot of these guys were at the top of their game this year, still getting flipped. Like, Starlin Marte got traded from the Marlins to the A's to help them win a tight division race. Eduardo Escobar from the D-backs, the worst team in the league, going to the Brewers, who are in a division race. The Reds get some much-needed bullpen help by getting Justin Wilson and various others from the Yankees, just to be able to actually win the games instead of losing them tragically. But, man, this we're going to keep seeing more and more, and a lot of these teams, a lot of big names are available, like Max Scherzer. Old Chuck was just talking about how scared he was if this guy's going to be leaving the Nats, because it seems very likely, and big names like Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant are not in the lineup right now just because they're working on trades. So a lot of teams and a lot of the big faces on the teams might end up getting shipped off just because the looming free agency just hits a lot harder in baseball just because so much money is tied together.
Right.
That if you have a bunch of good players who are all free agents together, you can't pay everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
So when is the when's the deadline again?
Deadline's tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Tomorrow at 4.
Yeah, so right here on the show, we should be getting a lot of breaking news, big pieces still jumbling together. I see a lot more happening throughout today, but everybody's making a little bit, doing little things they can. Couple are small, couple are bigger. But man, the rich just keep getting richer in some situations. That we'll see if the rest of the team can really catch up.
Where are the Yankees at? They've been struggling this year, correct?
Yeah, they are third in the AL East behind the Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays.
Your Rays.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Made a big trade as well. Got Nelson Cruz. That really got the ball rolling with all these all-stars getting shipped off and currently beating the Yankees. So that's always good to see.
There you go. There's your baseball trade update. Cam, I'm sure you've been really keeping up with the baseball news lately.
Oh, big stuff. Big stuff. Always huge.
Still trying to get baseball.
See people swing for the fences.
Hey, look at that. You still trying to get baseball maybe like one more shot? Try to get into MLB a little bit?
I don't know. Maybe I'll give them a run in the second half
nice
of this
beckoning
season.
Finger.
As we get closer to the playoffs maybe, because I feel like that's still months away. I don't know if I could try to start now. So.
Hey, it ends in September, man. These games are starting to mean a lot more.
That's true.
Finally. We're finally getting towards the end. Finally.
Starting to matter.
Finally. What are they at right now? Like, what, 60 games left still? I mean, they're at like around 100, roughly.
In the ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
60 games. I don't know how important each game is. Either way, there's your little baseball update. Yeah. Maybe get another couple big trades tomorrow. Going to end with this. Guy on top of the world, Giannis Antetokounmpo. We know he has the middle brother? Was it Theonis, correct?
Thanasis is the oldest.
Oh, is he older? Is he older than Giannis?
Yeah.
I don't know, but there's quite a few brothers because apparently the Indiana Pacers will host Alex Antetokounmpo.
He's the fourth.
So he's the youngest. He's still the youngest. Okay, gotcha. And he will be coming in for a pre-draft workout today, apparently. Or I guess this was yesterday, so see how that workout went. But one of the interesting quotes that Giannis said yesterday was he definitely thinks that Alex can be better than him. He says he has more potential, has more talent.
Oh, really?
That's just Giannis being humble, man.
Is it, though?
I think.
I guess you do got to kind of hype up your brother a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Try to get him a little bit more attention, but could be. I mean, Giannis was kind of under the radar too. You just never know. So are all four in the league?
If this kid gets drafted,
really?
Yeah.
One play for the Lakers, right?
Yep.
And then is it two for the Bucks? Because he plays with one of his brothers on the team, correct?
And that's the older brother,
right?
Man, and think about it. They're 3-for-3 with championship rings for that
family. Oh yeah, I did see that.
Jeez.
Yeah, if they get the 4-for-4, the quarfecta. Holy cow. Talk about a dynasty for a family.
Be pretty impressive, although I don't think any of the other brothers are going to even compare themselves to Giannis.
True.
I mean, at this point, but yeah.
It's like what Jeff Teague said. They all got the AIDS on the group projects.
Pretty much.
All right. Any more headlines?
I guess we could talk a little Aaron Rodgers, or do you want to do that after the break?
We can do it after the break, see what you got on Aaron Rodgers. All right, so yeah, we'll hit a break here, come back on the other side, see what A-Rod's up to in Green Bay. Stick with us, it's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, back here on the program, so yeah, a little bit of Aaron Rodgers stuff.
I just kind of wanted to talk about as the dust settled a little bit, Cameron. We had... I guess the GM pretty much still sucking up to Aaron, talking about how important it was to get Randall Cobb. It was a big part of the move.
You gotta be so relieved if you're Green Bay, though.
Yeah.
You gotta be so relieved. You were probably so worried, like, oh my gosh, we're about to go in this season with Jordan Love, and not know what we're gonna be able to do. Not know how good we are, and now you're getting a reigning MVP back.
Yeah,
you got to be so relieved.
Yeah.
Jeez, yeah. No, that entire organization is probably taking a big sigh of relief. And, yeah, they probably like, yeah, whoever you want us to trade for, we'll go get them right now. We'll do it.
So is that official with Randall Cobb?
Yeah.
He is on the Packers?
Yeah.
Yeah, it went official last night. I think it was like a fifth or sixth round pick they traded Houston for.
What do you think of Packers GM saying it doesn't have any regrets whatsoever?
The GM doesn't?
Yeah.
About what? Or just like the past?
I guess, yeah. Situation just with Aaron, just I guess? This whole kind of meltdown a little bit. He said, obviously, this is a hard business. This is a tough business when it comes to an end for any player. I don't think it usually goes well. I don't think they usually feel good about it. We are always very sensitive what those players have given this organization. And when we go through that, it's always with class and dignity. But again, it is a hard business.
I mean, I guess you gotta own what you've done, I guess. Yeah, I feel like it'd be a bad sign for you, and I don't know, probably, you know, it looks bad to the owners and stuff if you're like, I wasn't really sure. I may have messed up a few times.
Right.
I think you kinda just have to own your
But again, like
own where you're at.
I just don't really know where the Packers really messed up other than drafting Jordan Love, which by the way, like, Rodgers, didn't he specifically say that pick didn't necessarily bother him, right? Wasn't that kind of the narrative?
Yeah, he said that wasn't where it started, for sure.
So where have the Packers brought it? Like, where have the Packers messed up with Aaron Rodgers?
Again, I think it goes back to not really drafting a wide receiver in the first round.
Well,
which they still have gone like
Devontae
Adams.
My thing is, it's like, well, time out, Aaron. Like we kind of said yesterday, you can't have it both ways. You can't sit there and say, like, oh, they haven't drafted a wide receiver, and then also be like, oh, people want to come here to play with me. Like, then bring in a wide receiver. Bring in a free agent. Bring in somebody. You can't, like, if he has that such ability to bring in anybody, like he said, like, oh, people want to come play with me. People want to, who? Who wants to play with Aaron Rodgers?
It's true.
I mean, I think it was more of the not being included in everything. You know, like he wanted to be in the off-season stuff. As far as, he wanted to be consulted when they were cutting receivers, stuff like that. I think it was more he thought he had the respect to where they would ask him, you know, questions about stuff like that and get him involved in stuff like that. I think that was the bigger issue for him. And I think you're kind of – and like you mentioned too, like treating veterans wrong on the way out, stuff like that. As much as, you know, Aaron Rodgers, we talk about how, you know, people don't like him. He doesn't like his family. He's tough to get along with. I think he does, you know, care for a lot of his teammates that he, you know, has had gone through the gauntlet and stuff with. Or he has liked and got along with on the team. So it kind of seems like he's just trying to have those guys back to an extent. I think that's the biggest thing. And I think just everything else on top of that just didn't really help. And so I think it was just a bunch of different things that kind of built up throughout the years. So I guess the Packers lucked out, though, and got him able to, you know, come into camp and you'll get another year out of him at least and, you know, see where it goes from there.
What are you guys' expectations for the Packers after all this? Like, does this drama that's kind of happened this whole offseason, does it change? Like how much does it change, you think, this team's kind of perception going into this season? Like, if none of this would have happened, I think we'd all sit there and said, like, yeah, Packers should be pretty good again next year, right? I mean, they should be another Super Bowl contender. And now, like, you just throw all this on top of that, like you said, like, I'll just kind of all this drama, really. Like, I wonder how it kind of changes how they, like, everybody views this season for them. Like, I think we all know Aaron Rodgers is going to be under a lot of pressure after pulling all this. But, like you got to win a Super Bowl. You have to, right, for all this to be justified. Like, I just, for Aaron Rodgers, like, legacy, like, do we think that this is going to hurt him, or do you think that we think it's cool? Because I've seen a lot of different, like, polarizing kind of, like, different sides to this when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. Like, I don't know, I see, like, Colin Cowherd tweeting out, like, oh, Aaron looked really smart up there. He looked really, you know, dignified. He looked really, he looked good. He looked like he knew what he was talking about. He was honest, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, I have other people thinking, like, sort of, where I'm kind of with it at this point is like, really? Like, really? The media is creating the drama. It's like, no, man, you're creating the drama. You're the one sending these subliminal messages. You're the one complaining and talking bad about the GM and talking bad about the fourth down decision and talking about the team. Like, where do you think, like, how important is this for his legacy? Like, he has to win a Super Bowl, right? Or else everybody's going to just look at him as a quarterback that was just way too difficult to – or way too bad of a teammate, really, potentially.
I don't think he necessarily needs to win a Super Bowl this year. I wouldn't say it's a Super Bowl or bust now. I think it's kind of just like, I mean, obviously I think he has to play well. I think he has to play well, so you could be like, all right, seems like this kind of stuff didn't at least distract him from the football side of everything, stuff like that. But I don't think you necessarily need a Super Bowl. I don't know if this would, like, affect his legacy at all. I do think, they need to make playoffs, probably win a game or so, because it's been a while since they've had, you know, decent playoff success. But, I mean, it's one of those things where you just can't let an MVP like that just walk. So I think you can't be like – so I don't think a Super Bowl is necessarily, like, the end-all, be-all this year. I think you're still just one of those things where you're like, hey, well, we weren't just going to let this guy walk away. Like, what were we going to do then? We probably wouldn't be in the same situation. But, like, if they have, like, a terrible year, then you're just like, oof, he was distracted by this stuff. He doesn't really want to be here. And I think that could hurt his legacy.
Right, I was going to say. I think that's definitely a pretty big negative in that situation.
Yeah, I think that would hurt his legacy if they just are awful this year and he looks out of it and you're just like, okay, so he doesn't want to be here. He's just, you know, just going through the motions now. I think that could really hurt him, but I don't think he needs to go as high as, like, a Super Bowl this year. But they do need to have some success.
Yeah, like, what have they been the last 2 years? They've lost the NFC Champ game. Is
that's
that
what
right?
I'm saying.
They've,
like,
been in, like, the Final Four. Would we be at peace like that? If they get to that level?
Like, getting to another NFC Championship game and losing, I think, would be pretty frustrating for Aaron Rodgers. Like, I think that would really kind of set this relationship off. Obviously, it's going to either way. Like, we all kind of know this is the last dance, as they're wanting to call it. But,
yeah,
like, I think it is Super Bowl or bust because, like I said, I mean, getting to an NFC Championship game, where's that getting you? You've done that the last 2 years, and you've still had all these issues, all these problems, Aaron Rodgers complaining, yada, yada, yada. Like, I think the only way to stop it is you got to win. You got to win another. You got to do it. You got to go all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would also kind of depend on if they did, like, give him everything he wanted this, like, past year. Like, if they would have drafted first-round receiver, you know, if they just were, like, loaded up on, like, the offensive side of the ball to, like, help him full in, like, hey, we're going to do whatever we can to meet the needs Rodgers wants. I think if they would have done that and, like, handed him everything he asked for, mm-hmm. and then you go out and you don't win a Super Bowl, he'd be like, hey, what were you arguing for? We gave you everything you wanted. Like, he still couldn't get it done. Like, I think that's where you would have had more of an issue with the Super Bowl thing. I think you'd be more on that spectrum there. But, I think it's kind of just like, it's going to be on if it looks like he's going through the motions or not. Because I think that's the big tell. See if he actually looks like he wants to still be playing football for him.
I don't think he'll be necessarily going through the motions. I do think, though, you could see frustration. Like, the end of Mike McCarthy's run in Green Bay, like, you could just see after every call, after every play. I remember the Arizona Cardinals game. They were playing Cardinals who were just terrible. I believe that was the year they had, like, Josh Rosen, was their starting quarterback at the time. And they lost the game to the Cardinals. And you could just see just every play call, every pass, every time Rodgers dropped back and there was an incompletion, he just looked just so just frustrated. But it was just beyond frustration. It was just like you could tell he was just not in it. I think you could get that, Aaron, really quickly if things start to go wrong.
And that's the thing. We're going to see different Aarons because a lot of people don't realize that he wasn't too good in 2019. He was he was still good, but not on the same levels as Aaron Rodgers usually. He had a 95.4 passer rating, only 26 touchdown passes, compared to last year, clearly the MVP, with 48 touchdowns, 121.5 rating. I think if he comes back and is 2019 Aaron, kind of like what Draven's saying, that's really, really going to put a blemish and show not only was it just absolutely bonkers what he did last year, but he's not really playing at, like, that top level.
Well, yeah, I think it'll kind of show you if he's, like, how motivated he is. Because, obviously, everybody went to last year, like, oh, he's motivated because they took another quarterback. Right, something like that. Like, we'll see if, okay, maybe that was
he took
what
it personal.
Was.
He took it personal.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. And then maybe he comes out this year. And, like I said, like you said, either he's back to his just normal, like, oh, it looks like he's winding down his career a little bit. Or if he goes out there, shows out again, like, oh, yeah, I'm still showing you I can still play somewhere if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he just goes out there and is terrible and you're just like, he doesn't look like he wants to still be playing football. So I think it kind of depends on along that spectrum of, like, where he will be at, you know, as far as if it affects his legacy at all.
So if he does put up the similar 2019 numbers, it's going to seem more like he's disinterested.
I think that's what the take people are going to go with.
Yeah. He was still good in 2019.
I mean,
at his age and everything kind of factor, and it's not like he was necessarily bad. But, I mean, I really think it just depends on the team's success. I don't think Aaron has anything to prove with his play. I think he's proved it. He just won MVP. Like, I think he's done enough. I think it's about winning a Super Bowl because you can't sit there and complain about every little thing that the team has done that you don't like. And, you know, you finally kind of get some of your wishes and then you still lose. That's just going to, again, look bad on the guy that was demanding all those things.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, we'll see, though. I mean, football right around the corner. But, yeah, we will see how he comes out this year as far as play-wise. I think it is going to be a big factor kind of, you know, determining if Green Bay thinks they made the right decision or not. And you know, we'll see how good they actually are this year. I mean, they have a winnable division. So you would expect them to win that division with Aaron Rodgers and go to playoffs and then, see if they can get over that hump that they haven't been over in a while of the NFC Championship game.
I think they're going to struggle a little bit, Cam. I'm curious to get your guys' thoughts. Like, NFC North, we could all agree, probably better. I mean, I don't think the Lions necessarily got better. I think we could say the Bears maybe solving the quarterback situation could be better. Vikings seem about the same, but, you know, Justin Jefferson's really good. They got some good pieces.
Yeah,
fixed the defensive line a little bit. I do think the Packers, it could be a little bit of a struggle this year. I'm not going to say they're not going to win the division just because Aaron Rodgers is so much better than Kirk Cousins. And even if Justin Fields is good, like he's not going to be on Aaron Rodgers' level as rookie season. So I give him the plus there. But I think they could see like maybe just a 9-10 win team.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's definitely possible. It's definitely possible. But
and I think I like that more for Aaron Rodgers as a gunslinger to kind of be at that lower level because – he's been like the number one seed in the NFC or close to it the last couple years. And, yeah, that adds the added pressure in the playoffs. Right. So I kind of would like to see that. But the crazy thing, what if Aaron Rodgers wins a Super Bowl this year? That's going to make this whole situation so much more exciting if he still walks away.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that would be incredible. And I think that would obviously – hugely boost his legacy.
Yeah.
Obviously, just the second ring in general. And then you'd be like, hey, yeah, this guy was about to retire and just walk back in here and
do it.
You know, handled business.
You see, he still would be walking away from the Packers. It seems like the relationship is definitely severed that even if they get ultimate glory, it's still over, right?
I think I just want to walk out on top, to be honest, if it's Aaron.
I mean,
but
he's either going to change teams or he may retire. Yeah.
I would think
one of the two, you would think. So. Well, good Aaron Rodgers talk. We'll hit a quick break, come back on the other side. Maybe hit something a little different. We'll see what else is out there as we wind down this Thursday. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right. We got to mention NBA draft tonight. Woj broke that Cade Cunningham's going number one. He also said the next two picks are also pretty much decided at this point. They said they are trending towards Jalen Green going number two with Houston.
Have you watched any of Jalen Green?
A little bit. Not
I didn't watch him at all in the G League, so I really just don't know what this kid is like, essentially.
He's pretty good. Pretty good athlete. He's a scorer, pretty much. Shooting guard, scorer, but just pretty good at everything. Like, he shoots pretty well, pretty athletic, can throw down some dunks, stuff like that. He should be a pretty good player. He's got good potential, you know, if you can keep him with a consistent jump shot, stuff like that.
It does say on the just kind of looking at the mock draft, just looking at his profile a little bit, that says Green has a strong desire to be the number one pick, sources say.
Yeah,
he
wanted to be, but...
The Pistons hosted him for a workout in Southern California. And really liked him. But, of course, I guess Kate Cunningham still went with him. But, yeah, that's pretty impressive.
He definitely thinks he's the best player in the draft, obviously.
So, two to the Rockets, most likely, which I guess that's going to be kind of a bummer for Jalen Green because I haven't really watched him or heard of him much, and I don't think that's going to change once he gets to the NBA because the Rockets are going to be absolutely terrible and very irrelevant. Yeah, you're not going to really get to see them very much. But,
He'll be there. And then number three, it looks like Evan Mobley is going to go to the Cleveland Cavaliers. So, the big man with their, you know, young guards they got up there. If, you know, there's no trades that come up.
Sexton sticks around.
Yeah. If there's no trades that happen in the, you know, in the foreseeable rest of the night. Technically, the NBA draft order locks at 3 p.m. today. So, like, if you don't make a draft trade, like, right before the 3 p.m. deadline, the draft order is set until the draft begins.
That is the dumbest thing ever because now we're going to have the stupid thing where the player gets drafted, wears the hat of the wrong team, and he's already we already know he's been traded. It just absolutely blows my mind that we still do this, that we still – like, we know what team he's going to be on. Like, I know the trade, I guess, isn't officially official at some points. Maybe that's typically the issue. But it just seems so silly to me that we have a guy go up there, his big draft moment, his big special moment, the moment he's been waiting on his whole entire life, and he puts on the hat of a team he's not even going to play for. That just seems very silly to me.
Yeah. Right now, there's going to be three of those wrong hats in the lottery picks right now.
Oh, yeah. We already got picks moved around a little bit, so...
That I do always hate that, like the infamous Kobe picture wearing, like, you know, like the Hornets.
Yeah, I was gonna say the Hornets, right? It seems like such an easy fix that just doesn't make sense. Because, like you said, the iconic pictures. We're not getting Kobe in the Lakers hat. That seems very just ridiculous to me. But either way, Had to go on a rant for that.
Yeah. He's got a nice picture I'll forever hold of Luka in an Atlanta Hawks hat.
Yeah, exactly. What could have been, huh?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine losing that many first-round playoffs.
Maybe would have won the East. Maybe would have won the East with Luka. Maybe in the finals.
Yeah, honest, we would have made it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Since he's so good at getting out of the first round of the playoffs.
My God.
Yeah, I'm sure we would have easily cruised to a championship.
I'm convinced this show is just an official Luka hate show at this point.
It really is. It makes me sad.
Just stating the fact. Has he made it out the first round of the NBA playoffs? No.
Sports is all about appreciating greatness, Ryan. In my opinion, that's what sports is.
That's
sports is all about.
And Trae Young.
I just hate when people are on top. People just always grabbing at those shorts and jersey, trying to bring them back down. You know, it's tough to see.
I'm glad not getting out of the first round is on top. If that's where the top is, I'm content not being there.
I mean, dropping 48 and 11 on Slovenia might put him on the top. That was pretty impressive. Speaking of the Olympics, any Olympic updates, fellas?
We got to do a little medal count real quick.
Yeah, let's get a medal count. Yeah, I haven't been keeping up with it too much.
China and Japan are locked in with 15 gold medals each, with the USA one behind.
Okay,
14.
I thought we were going to be a couple behind.
Yeah, it's tight, but I feel like every Olympics, we're always fighting against China and Japan.
Yeah.
For like who gets the most medals, right?
For the most part, yeah.
It's always those three. But we are we're kicking some butt in the silver.
Hey,
yeah,
that's what we want to be.
We got 14,
dominating at being runner up.
Oh heck yeah,
that's what we love.
And then we're not even going to get the bronze medals. It's a 3-way tie for 10, but the USA is at the top.
Yeah, I would say, aren't we leading in overall medals?
We are 38 total medals over China's 31 and Russia's 28. So we're looking good out here.
Who cares about overall medals? Gold or go home.
Yeah, and we're squeaking in some more. Like, we had the girl, like we were talking about, the replacement for Simone even getting a gold medal. Like, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
like,
big.
That's humongous that she was able to step up with not only so much pressure, but all the other storylines surrounding her even representing America. Like, that's huge.
Yeah. And I think Ledecky got a gold last night after, you know, blowing the other gold she should have had.
Mm-hmm.
But she did. I think that Dressel guy that swims for us also got an individual gold in the 100-meter freestyle or
Dressel?
Something. Yeah.
I believe he got an Olympic record, too, right there.
Very possible. I believe it. I think track stuff starts tomorrow.
I haven't seen anything involving track.
I mean, that's when that kicks off or starts off tomorrow, if I remember correctly.
Yep. It does say, men's 100-meter, 100-meter myrtle hurdles, pole vault, all that. Yep, that does start tomorrow.
Nice. Cam, you think
UT's
U.S.?
UT's got a couple people in
In
there. We got a guy high jumping that just finished his senior year.
What is today? He's still doing gymnastics, it looks like.
For
the most part, women's
Maybe
individual.
Some swimming finishing up, I'm not sure.
USA got a good shot to get some gold medals here
for
the track.
Yeah. We really should borderline swept most of the stuff.
Do we typically dominate in track?
Jamaica's usually up there. It's usually us or Jamaica is usually what it is, at least in the sprinting events. We should win the men's 100. I think Jamaica will get the women's 100. But we should sweep most of the sprinting events. We should get, like, the hurdles people as well. So we should be doing all right in the at least the sprinting events. The field events, not so much. We don't dominate as much, but we still are pretty strong in most areas. So should bring home some more medals with the track and field stuff for sure. So we'll kind of see how that goes, but... Yeah, the Olympics. You said you haven't watched any of it so far?
No, I've watched some. I watched my our girl, was it Jacoby? Lydia Jacoby? I might be saying that wrong. The 17-year-old from Alaska. I watched her have that really cool moment. That was awesome. That was it is Lydia Jacoby, I know.
Yeah, that was wild.
That was awesome. I got to watch that. I watched a little bit of our women's volleyball team, like I said.
Okay.
Dominant. Pretty dominant. Beat the hell out of China. I mean, they were just spiking in their faces all game. It's kind of fun to watch. And I watched a little bit of the 3-on-3 men's basketball, which we did not win. We didn't win gold, by the way, in that.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember who. I want to say maybe Russia.
Who in the world do we have playing on the men's 3-on-3?
That's what I'm thinking.
I have no idea. You think they try to? I think we discussed that they maybe tried to get some like professional athletes, or at least previously professional athletes, but
they wouldn't do it.
It looks like the athletes are Robbie Hummel,
really,
Dominique Jones, Joey King, and Kareem Maddox.
Lord have mercy! No wonder we didn't win.
Yeah, any of those names ring a bell for you?
Yeah.
Who is Robbie Hummel? Who is that?
Yeah, I know that name too.
Played at Purdue, if I remember right.
And Dominique Jones, also.
Yeah.
He's a familiar guy.
Yeah, he.
I recognize that name.
Yeah, he played with the Timberwolves for a little bit, Robbie Hummel.
Yeah.
So why didn't we grab some guys from the, like, you know, the NBA?
I don't know if they wanted to do so. The rules are really crazy. Have you guys seen the rules? They have like
look at the rules, yeah.
I think there's like a, it's either 12 or 15 second shot clock. So it's very like fast paced.
This doesn't make sense.
I think you, as soon as the ball gets behind the three line, like it's live, like you can just like, as soon as they make it, you can just kind of take it back and then shoot it essentially. Like it's really quick. I don't know. It looked a little crazy for me.
I mean, there are a bunch of, like, really weird regulations like that. Like,
yeah.
There's Olympic baseball, except if you're on a 40-man roster in the MLB, you're not allowed to play, and clearly there's a ton of international talent in that sport. So there's a lot of the names that they're just not even allowed to even qualify. But, and I know soccer has similar regulations. If you're on, like, a big Premier League team or some major one, you're not allowed to play, like, double dip like that.
Yeah, most people have stuff in, like, their contracts and things that keep them from doing stuff like that. All right. Well, there's your little Olympic catch-up. We'll kind of see how that stuff keeps progressing next couple days. I'm sure we'll end up with the most total medals.
Yes,
not super
sir.
Concerned about that, but. All right. We'll catch a break, come back with last call on the other side, and get you out of here on this Thursday into the drive after us. So stick with us to talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call on the program is brought to you by our new sponsor, Homefield, premium college athletic brand out of Indianapolis. They have incredibly comfortable, officially licensed apparel with vintage college designs. They basically dig through the archives and history of your school to find unique logos, mascots, and moments to make thoughtful designs for your school. We all saw John had one on yesterday. It was sweet. Sweet Smokies one. As they have now dived into the Tennessee market. So they are now doing Tennessee apparel. They have 15 pieces of apparel right now and always are looking to add more. And they are all vintage marks you won't see elsewhere. I love throwback stuff, so this stuff looks great, too. Like, they do look great. Like, we saw John's for sure. Looked awesome.
Kind of new. You know, not typical stuff you see. The shirt I got, a little different, too. Creative. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's great stuff. And like you said, it's unique stuff that you won't be able to really find anywhere else. So you can get ahead of the groove and get some sweet stuff going with that. New customers can get 15% off their first purchase from Homefield with code GOVOLS at checkout at homefieldapparel.com. Again, that is code GOVOLS, gets you 15% off at homefieldapparel.com if it's your first purchase. So take advantage of that and check out Homefield today. All right, last call on the program. I guess I got a story for y'all.
I also have a story, Cam. Oh. You can go ahead, though. Go ahead. Do your thing. But I'm just letting you know I'm locked and loaded, ready to go, doing my part.
From a new book, apparently an NBA head coach punished the team because of this.
Ooh. I'll stop
your brakes, kid.
Yeah.
All right.
You say from a new book?
Yeah.
What you start that with?
So basically there is the book Giannis, The Improbable Rise of an NBA MVP. Is coming out, I guess, sometime this year. But
damn, he just won a championship. They're already writing a book?
Holy cow.
Not even a month.
Well, I mean, I guess it says the rise of an NBA MVP, so I guess they could be talking about his MVP year and stuff.
I guess,
I don't know.
But I feel like he wouldn't have got a book, though, if he lost that championship, right?
Maybe, But apparently an excerpt in the book talked about when Jason Kidd was the head coach of the Bucks 2014 to 2018.
Close your ears.
And so apparently Kidd was very notable for being a strict, hard-nosed coach that would basically punish the rest of a team for a single player's mistake in practice and general stuff like that. And apparently he also punched the team one time because a player had an Android and it messed up the all-iPhone group chat. So he punished the players and made them run because Thon Maker, apparently at the time.
Thon Maker. I love they have this name listed out too.
Thon Maker, he said, at one point, this is a quote for the book, says, at one point, Senator Thon Maker didn't have an iPhone, messing up the team's Blue Bubble iPhone group chat.
You know,
Kid was upset about it and made the team run because Kid felt that Maker not getting an iPhone was an example of the team not being united. So he basically made him run sprints because this guy messed up his group chat.
Little, is that why he got traded to the Pistons?
Little dramatic, but it is kind of frustrating, Cam, especially with you, considering, you know, I'm in group chats with you and we don't see any blue bubbles just because of you.
You don't get to see one color. Saying.
Well, also, like, you know, we're all on the same kind of emoji spectrum. You can kind of do, I don't know. I just feel like it's more convenient with just an all iPhone group message. I think everybody could agree with that.
Pool and beer pong against
each
other.
Yeah. Like, it is better. Like, yes, this was a little dramatic by Jason Kidd, but we can all, you know, acknowledge it is nicer when you're at a group chat with all the same phones, right?
Sure, man.
But also on the point of Jason Kidd right here. When y'all were playing sports, it's like the concept of running for other people's mistakes. Or like the person who makes the mistake just sits while everybody else gets punished. Like that? Did they all just really irk you? Been the person?
I don't know. It kind of depended. Me growing up in sports, I guess it kind of depended on the sport and kind of what it was. Like, we did have a lot of times where, like, you do something at football wrong, you have to run the lap. But we also have times where if it was, like, a position group doing something wrong, like, maybe you're all running for that or something like that. Like, lack of communication or something. Like, you know, being a DB, if you get an interception or something, don't yell out whatever phrase you're supposed to.
Oski.
Yeah, we did use the Oski. But, yeah, if you're not communicating, whole group has to run because you'd be like, hey, you're supposed to communicate, stuff like that.
So you like that?
I don't have any issue with it.
Hell no. Nobody likes that. Nobody likes getting punished for somebody else's mistake. What the hell are we talking about right now? What are you guys on? No, it pissed me off. This is a little silly, obviously. It seems like maybe more. Yeah.
Sorry,
like,
Thon Maker had the superior.
Well, like how? Of course, I knew Cam was going to say. I knew he was going to find a way to bash iPhones at some point. But, like, how legit was this? Like, I feel like that's one of those things. It's like, ha ha, make the big, tall, goofy guy run a couple laps because he had a...
Well, he made everybody run.
An Android.
He made everybody run.
Everybody.
That was his thing. If somebody made a mistake, he made everybody run. And apparently this was one of those level of mistakes.
God, Jason Kidd's going to be a disaster in Dallas. He's going to be a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Man, I hope they all have iPhones.
I wonder if he's going to be making Luca run because he has an Android. You didn't really do that. Would he make Giannis when he was becoming a star? Would he made him run, like, punish him in the whole team? Probably not. Poor Thon Maker.
I'd run every day. Even if my coach was like, I'm going to make you run until you switch your phones, I'd be out of principle. I'd be like, all right, I'm running. I'd be like, really? You're going to make me do that? No. Yeah. You can't make me get a vaccine. Can't make me change my phone.
That's what the Mavs fans signing up for right there. Jason Kidd.
Yep.
What a coach. I still don't know how legit this is. You sure it wasn't more of like a joking?
This is like going to be in the book that's coming out.
Wonder what, I guess this kind of Giannis is upcoming a little bit too.
Yeah,
the book?
I'm sure it will touch on, just his entire career.
Backstory.
Don't do a book, bro. Do a documentary. Do a docuseries. Nobody reads books anymore. Let's get a docuseries. Jordan has his. I'm sure LeBron's gonna get his. Let's get a little 30 for 30.
Yeah.
You got a story?
Little late, but I'll just run through it real quick. Scarlett Johansson does this. You stop. The music plays. Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney over Black Widow's streaming release, alleging a breach of contract. She did not want it to get released on Disney Plus, and it in fact got released on Disney Plus at the same time it hit the theaters. Cam, your quick thoughts on this, as you are a Marvel fan.
Well,
this is right down that alley. What do you think about this?
Well, we'll never see her in a Marvel project again.
You think, I'd say
I think
this
that's
is
the my first
done,
takeaway.
Huh? Yeah. That sucks too, because you said Black Widow, and she did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
She did kill
it. Like, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Endgame, which I mean, it's way past time now. She's dead, so like, this was a prequel kind of thing. So like, she wasn't necessarily expected back, but also with the same, you know, comic books in general, and just how wacky this kind of stuff can be. you never know. Characters are always can come back, be from a different timeline, stuff like that, all sorts of stuff. But I think this wraps up her Marvel participation if she's doing this. But also, like, I'm surprised they didn't try to edit her contract beforehand, because they did that with Gal Gadot and or Gadot or however you say her name. When Wonder Woman, the second Wonder Woman, was coming out on HBO Max as well, they edited her contract to, you know, kind of deal with that. I'm sure with money wise, like how they split the money, stuff like that. But surprised they didn't do that. Seems like a mistake by Disney on their end. It may cost them some money here. I don't know, but yeah, no more Scarlet in the Marvel Universe, it seems like.
I have to say, my girl Scarlet.
R.I.P. Mm.
But good show today, guys. Appreciate y'all toughing it out through the heat. stick with us. The Drive is up next here at Fan Run Radio.